You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, episode 36, and thank you so much for tuning in. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Planet of Lana. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a moment to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find the show on Twitter or on Facebook by searching for Midlife SQ. This week, I was really feeling my age and experiencing the joy that comes with middle age. I have been collecting physical ailments like their damn Pokemon cards. So several months ago, I started on testosterone, easy for you to say, testosterone replacement therapy. I had discovered that my T levels were significantly lower than normal, and this was probably responsible for the hot flashes that I was having and the fatigue that I feel so often. I am always tired. And so this involves injections that I take at home every 2 weeks, which, you know, I'm already doing injections for my ankylosing spondylitis, so what's another jab? This past week, I got some lab work done to see how well the testosterone is working, and while, yeah, my T levels are higher now, and it's looking good, and the hot flashes have gone away, they also discovered that it has increased my hemoglobin levels, which increases the risk of blood clots or stroke. Yay! You know, sometimes it just feels like I can't catch a break. To remedy that, though, they basically had to bleed me the other day. They hooked me up and spent about 20 minutes just draining some of that old vampire juice in the hopes of lowering those levels. It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but, you know, it wasn't really fun. Middle age continues to throw me curveballs, and while it's been tough, and honestly, it can be demoralizing to have so many things going on and to manage these issues, it's also a reminder that to listen to your body and to seek out help and go to the doctor when you think something might be wrong. Don't ignore it. Get it checked out. Life is awesome, and it really is. And I want to be able to continue to make the most of it. So I guess I'll keep doing what I gotta do. This week, I wanted to talk about Planet of Lana, which was released recently for PC, Xbox, and Game Pass. If you happen to see one of the trailers for the game, you'll know that this is a game of a certain type. I don't know if anyone has come up with like a phrase to describe this kind of game, like they have for Metroidvanias or roguelikes, but maybe I'll call it a limbo-like. If you've played that game or similar titles like Inside or Somerville, you kind of know what to expect. It's a stylish side-scroller with environmental puzzles, some light combat, and a minimalist storytelling style. Planet of Lana is definitely one of those. And if we're going to group those kind of games together into a genre, I think that it is probably my favorite one of those. You play as Lana, a young girl on an alien world who lives in a village with her sister Elo. While Lana's out exploring one afternoon, she witnesses a shower of metallic pods entering the atmosphere and crashing into the planet. As she races back to her village, she encounters an army of robotic beings who have emerged from these capsules and are snatching up everyone in sight. It's a well-done intro that sets the tone of the game and really sets a mood, gives it a sense of dread as the villagers are collected in cages underneath the bellies of these towering robots and carried away to an unknown fate. It feels very War of the Worlds in that way. Left alone, Lana must search for her sister and try and find any other survivors and get them back. The first thing I gotta say about the game is that it absolutely nails its presentation. Hands down, one of the most impressive looking and sounding games of this year. The 3D environments have a beautiful painterly quality to them, and there are moments when the camera pans out showing you this landscape, and it's just simply gorgeous. This is a poster child for how art design is more important than just raw power when it comes to a game's visuals. Amazingly, the audio is just as impressive. There is voice acting in the game, but everybody speaks in a made-up language, and there are no subtitles, so it made it feel a bit like the game Eco, in how you're trying to parse what the characters are speaking about, not by what they're actually saying, but how they're saying it. It also features a fabulous soundtrack by composer Takeshi Furukawa, who you might know for his work on the game The Last Guardian. Great stuff. Again, I can't say enough about how impressed I was with the entire audio and visual presentation of this game. Just top-notch work. As far as the gameplay goes, it seemed a little bit simple at first. In the opening hour of the game, Lana can run, climb, and crouch to mostly sneak past both the smaller robots who are patrolling the area, as well as some dangerous local wildlife. It was effective, but not super interesting mechanically. Where both the gameplay and the story take an interesting turn is when you meet Mui. I think that's how they pronounced it, Mui. We're going to go with that. A small cat-like creature who you befriend and who follows you along for the rest of the game. With Mui, the gameplay and the environmental puzzles get a bit more complex. You can command him to follow or to stay put and direct him to perform certain tasks, like hop up onto a high ledge and knock down a rope for you to climb, or to act as lure to distract an enemy while you sneak past it unseen. He won't just be helping you, though. Occasionally, Mui will need a hand also. For instance, he can't swim, so you'll need to find ways to help him across rivers or bodies of water, like finding something that floats for him to ride on. Most of the puzzles are pretty straightforward, but a few of them made me pause and scratch my head for a bit before I figured it out. Over the course of the 4 to 5 hour story, the game does a really good job of changing up the environments and introducing new enemies and gameplay mechanics and pacing out the story in a way that it really keeps things interesting throughout. It's just long enough to give you lots of things to see and do, but it doesn't overstay its welcome, and it wraps up in a really satisfying conclusion. I love a great indie game, especially one that I go into not really knowing that much about and not knowing what to expect. And Planet of Lana was great from top to bottom. If you're a fan of games like Limbo, or even games like Eco or The Last Guardian, which Lana definitely seems to be taking some inspiration from, I think this is something that you will really, really enjoy. It's also another gem for Game Pass, which continues to deliver great day one indies, which in my opinion is probably the strongest aspect of that service. Every week I end the episode by spreading some positive vibes in an attempt to make the gaming space a little less negative and bring a bit more positivity. All month long, I'm going to be sending those vibes to people in the LGBTQ+ gaming community to celebrate their awesomeness. And this week's vibes go out to Gold Carrot. Gold is a variety streamer on Twitch who you'll find playing anything from Tears of the Kingdom to Outer Wilds. He's funny. He's pretty darn funny. He's charming, and he's also a vegan. So give him a follow on Twitch and check him out. I think you'll be pretty entertained. Also, last week I mentioned how I would be giving out a code for the PC version of The Case of the Golden Idol, a game which I really enjoyed, and thank you to the fine PR folks for providing this code to give out. And the winner of that code is Mr. Z himself, Eduardo Zenteno. Congratulations, sir. Thank you so much. Look for that code in your DMs soon, buddy, and thank you again for the support and for listening to this show. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. You can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, if you enjoy the show, please subscribe and leave a review. That would be highly appreciated. And you can follow the show on Twitter and Facebook, where we go by Midlife SQ. So until next time, be well and keep playing.